Welcome to the Tourism News Wrap. My name is Jason Amo. Coming up, Tunisia gets new tourism minister. Africa Showcase goes live and airlines resume passenger flight services to Accra. The former head of the Tunisia National Tourist Office, Habib Amar, has been named by Prime Minister Hichem Mechichi as the new minister responsible for tourism and handicraft. He replaces the former minister, Mohamed Ali Toumi, whose brief spell was occasioned by the chaotic political situation resulting in the formation of a new government. Mr. Amar, who was the head of cabinet at the Tunisia's Ministry of Tourism and Handicrafts, is expected to expedite progress on the restart of tourism in the Maghreb nation. Leading global roadshow, Africa Showcase, will host their first online show this month, kicking off with the annual North America Roadshow. Premier suppliers have come together to create an exciting virtual fun trip for the travel trade, combined with face-to-face online meetings. At its core, Africa Showcase connects African products to pre-qualified Africa specialists. With global movement on hold, the organizers have created a different way of delivering their promise. Jackie Reynolds, the co-founder of Onshore Solutions, spoke to Tourism News Wrap.
So what we decided this year is we looked at how can we add value to our clients, how can we make sure that we're still connecting our tourism products to the right buyers in the various markets. And we decided that we weren't going to roll over and play dead and wait until this pandemic was over. We decided we needed to do something to help people to get on their way to their recovery. So we decided we would put the show online, and we decided we weren't going to just do another Zoom call and certainly not a talking head webinar. It needed to be something really exciting. And so we challenged ourselves. We said, how do we make it different? What can we do online that we can't do in a physical type of event? So we said to all of the exhibitors, we need you to create a virtual fam trip. We want you to take the buyers directly into your product. Show them the experiences, present from the waterhole, show them something really exciting, like walk through the kitchen and talk to the chef and see what chef is making for dinner. So let's see, how can we really bring through the characters of your products and make it exciting for the buyers? And so that's really what inspired us to start the online platforms and to do it in a very different type of way.
Following the resumption of commercial air traffic to Ghana's capital of Accra, a number of international airlines have announced dates for the resumption of services. The first day of the reopening saw five airlines with 200 passengers. Ethiopian Airlines, KLM, British Airways, Emirates Airline, and Turkish Airlines have announced their dates of resumption. South Africa has unveiled activities to mark this year's Tourism Month celebrations. It is expected to help resuscitate an industry which has been the hardest hit by the novel coronavirus pandemic. September is a dedicated month for aggressive tourism promotion as well as advocacy for tourism in South Africa. Launching this year's event, the Minister of Tourism, Mamluko Kubayi Ngubane, said her ministry and other stakeholders will undertake a set of activities to foster tourism awareness in local communities, especially within less visited rural areas of each province, to reflect the theme, Tourism and Rural Development.
But for many decades, racial segregation and repression had denied the majority of South Africans many things, including the exploration of their own country. And for this reason, many of them don't even know their country well, even today. South Africans today have no valid reason not to explore their own country and take advantage of the opportunities that are created to move from one province to the other. We were restricted by COVID-19, where we couldn't leave our houses. Then we moved from not moving out of our houses, but being able to leave for work. Then we were able to move and have intra-provincial movements. And now we are on inter-provincial movements. Now there is no reason why we can't explore the country.
The island of Nosy Be off the northwest coast of Madagascar has fixed October 1, 2020 as a date to reopen Fassine Airport to passenger air traffic. In this regard, the Ministry of Transport, Tourism and Meteorology, as well as the Madagascar National Tourism Board, in partnership with Madagascar Tourism Confederation, have developed special health protocols to be adhered to by the traveling public to the tourist resort. The Madagascar Civil Aviation Authority has therefore notified airlines entitled to fly to Nosy Be Island that all passengers will be required to have a return ticket. Further conditions for traveling and staying there will be announced later. Nosy Be is Madagascar's largest and busiest tourist resort. It has an area of 320.02 square kilometers.
There's more news on www.voyageafrique.com and all our social media platforms. My name is Jason Amu.